I don't know why people keep giving us chances. It's very funny. It's one of the best bits in show business right now is that we keep getting this opportunity.
There will not be a fourth if we get out in the real world and it's like, oh boy, that was terrible. Why was there a first? Will be the end question.
I got hired by Barstool to run their social media, and pretty immediately the focus was like, oh, we're going to get heavy into podcasting as a network. And so I was like, well, they don't have a basketball podcast. Reached out to Tyler. I said, is this something you'd be interested in? He said, sure. And it, honestly, it wouldn't have gotten picked up if PFT wasn't just like, just add the show to the network. But people didn't see the vision, so I always love to give PFT a lot of credit for being like, I get it. And I know plenty of other people also get it. There's nothing that, not every show needs to be the exact same cookie cutter format. Just let them fucking go. Just open up the field and let them run like two golden retrievers.
It wasn't, my camera wasn't on at first, so it was like a phone conversation for 2, 3, 4 hours about whatever comes up on a conversation. And then you find out, oh, people are actually listening to this. Interesting. Interesting indeed.
We did an episode once and Erica, the CEO, walked in and she was like, make this one not 3 hours. And she got buried online. Like thousands of people were like, if you make that a second shorter, we will show up to your home. We promise we will. And we never, after that, when people were so adamantly like, the longer the better, I never heard another word like, oh, make
I think it was
shorter.
The last note we got.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was really like, yeah, we could have been screaming into the abyss, which we definitely have on different occasions. But people were like, no, this is the exact vibe we want.
So that ran for, what, 3 years?
Yeah, I can't remember why or when it ended, but it ended.
No, was it? Yeah, almost 4. That was July 2020. Mm-hmm. Is when I left and started like Patreon, Twitch, which gave way to Not Here to Argue with Underdog, which gave way to TWS, which gave way to it, which begat this and this and this. Is really like 8th times the charm. The name's bad already.
And then I was just like, I miss my pal. When I quit, Rudman reached out and I was like, obviously I would love to, but I don't know if Tyler wants me involved. And so I called
him. I didn't. Yeah. I was adamantly opposed.
I called Tyler and found out my number had been blocked. So I had to get a burnt phone to call him and stalk him, as I believe the court documents said, until he agreed to give it another try.
Just by form of going every day, we had to have some type of structure, which I do think was good, but I don't know if it's what the people that originally tapped in for us were tapping in for.
But I very much enjoyed it, and I thought it was a very good show, and I think all the elements of us being morons talking about nonsense very much translated.
We have a couple. Cam and Ridley are both up. So it's
Ridley could go. I'm sorry.
For sure.
Respectfully.
For sure.
I can't get too excited. The shit keep getting canceled. So, you know what I mean? I can't get it to tell you too high. 14 episodes in, and I don't know. It's your turn now, Mick. Mick's like, listen, I've got, you won't believe what I have to tell you, but.
Yeah, I have no idea what to expect. I'm very thankful for it. It just doesn't make any logistical sense. But until someone wakes up and is like, you two out, I'm going to keep running it back, playing the hits.
This will once a week, probably early week dropping, still figuring out the schedule. There will be a show longer than 60 seconds as I'm contractually obligated to make it, but fewer than 4 hours, which I'm also contractually obligated to make it.
Underdog wrote the first part. You countered back with the second part.
Yeah, I was like, let me just Mad Libs this contract here, and it was no problem at all.
I definitely feel like it'll be more the original iteration. What to expect? I think it'll be. There'll be some weeks where it will be like 2 hours of just talking about things we find interesting and hilarious, and then hopefully we can do some out in the world content as well.
Like, before you even came on, this is a show I thought would already be running by now, honestly. Like, I'm kind of surprised that it's March now and we hadn't did this yet, but I was like, hey, I'm not gonna make more work for myself, you know what I mean? Well, that's just a bad look. But maybe the time is right now. There will not be a fourth if we get out in the real world and it's like, oh boy, that was terrible. Why was there a first? Will be the end question.
Yeah, like these real media companies. This isn't some ragtag
operation.
they keep being like, here's money. And we're like, all right. I'm not much to complain now. The only way there'd be a fourth time is if this went so well, so astronomically well, that there was some sort of bidding war. And to say I don't anticipate that would be an understatement. The understatement of the century. I just want to do just well enough that I get to talk to my pal weekly and no one interferes with it. That's all I care about.
I'm trying to create a bidding war for a show that keeps ending up on the waiver wire. It's like, trade a second, a first. It's like, I could just wait. I could just literally wait. Like
Raheem
7 weeks.
Yeah. Where Raheem Mostert? Yeah.
To get you for half the price.
I think the reason anyone's ever listened, and the thing I hear most when people say they are fans, is like, it feels like I'm just in a smoke sesh with my hometown friends, just talking about nonsense. And that was the vibe I'm most comfortable in. I don't want to speak for Tyler. It feels like the vibe he's most comfortable in.